you.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
It is National Diabetes Awareness Month for people and really for pets, too. Why is that important? I will tell you there is an epidemic. Too strong of a word? No, that's really about right. In cats in particular, and for diabetes. Why is that? I'll tell you. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how to keep your pets safe over Thanksgiving. And two-time Olympian Johnny Ware will be right here to talk about his pets and to talk about the National Dog Show presented by Purina, which he is a part of. But most of all, we're here to help you. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, toll free, that's my favorite word, 866-554-7387. So here's what you do. You call the number, you know, you go beep, 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 just like that on your phone. And then I say, hello, Jim in Idaho. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. What's going on?
I've got this female cat, a rescue that I've had. As a matter of fact, I got her 2 years ago this February.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got fleas.
Oh, no.
And I've done everything I can think of under the sun. I've given her numerous baths with, like, various products.
What have you done?
Pardon?
What have you done? You've given her baths. You began to tell me. I'm sorry. So you've given her, I'm sure your cat loves to get a bath.
As a matter of fact, she sits there, and I think she knows that it's helping alleviate the problem, because when you see how it afflicts her and the constant scratching and, uh-huh. and twitching of her body.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm kind of a newcomer to being a cat owner. I was amazed at it's the feces, it's the blood that they extract from the cat when you wash her, how it just reconstitutes, and it looks like she's bleeding to death with it going down the drain.
Oh, it sounds like she's really infested. So is this an indoor-outdoor cat?
She goes outdoors. I think that's what she got. It was probably from another cat, like in the neighborhood. But for
sure.
The most part, she's indoors.
Well, she can get it from any animal that's outside. And the worry that I have for you is that you may have fleas at this point inside your house and not even know it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the spring here, and I wanted to do a complete carpet shampoo and with my furniture and stuff like that. My sister gave me something in a spray can. I'm really kind of an anti-pesticide kind of guy. I'm an organic gardener. I like to kind of keep things just natural.
Okay, so here's the thing. And it's good news. It's great news.
Oh, I hope so.
It is. We can prevent fleas from happening in dogs and cats. We really can. But the old style flea baths. If you like going natural, there's two kinds of these flea baths. Is that what they were called? There was another name for them. Dunking your pet was another. A flea dip was another. There's one of two kinds. One has directions on the back. You like keeping things natural? This is the very opposite of that. They have directions on the back that, read them. It says, stand 10 feet away, wear gloves, wear five different outfits. You know, I mean, if it's
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so if it's that dangerous to us, you're putting it on your pet. It is.
I hear you.
It is 1970s technology.
Another thing I put on it was flea collars.
Okay,
and,
well, let me.
It was good for 6 months. I think one was a sergeant.
All right, so let me.
And then I actually had two of them on one time.
No,
I was watching the fleas walk around these flea collars like they're on a sidewalk.
That's
or
right.
And I'm thinking.
That's right.
Know?
So let me talk for a minute. Okay, so you added something else to the mix. So the flea dips or the flea baths. There's two kinds. I described one that are hardly all natural and are, in fact, very antiquated technology. At the time, because fleas are potentially dangerous to us and our pets, that's all we had. So it was worth the risk, if you will. It was worth doing that. Well, that was 40 or 50 years ago now. We don't need to do that anymore. And greatly, those products, in fact, are disappearing from the marketplace because no one's buying them for good reason. The other kind of so-called flea dipper, flea bath, will say all natural and those sorts of terminology on them. But they, as evidenced by you, they generally don't work very well. The flea collars also, with one exception or two exceptions out there, old technology. The stuff you could buy over the counter that are flea collars, old technology. Some work better than others. It depends on the product you buy. Instead of doing all of that, see, the thing about fleas, by the way, if you kill 50% of them, 70% of them, it's not enough because the other percent will reproduce and have a good time. It's not enough that you need to kill about 98 or 99% of them. And there are products that can do that and do that safely. Go to your veterinarian. Tell your veterinarian, if you like, you talk to me. I insist, I know, or your money back from me almost, really, that whatever product your veterinarian chooses, based on, in part, the lifestyle of your cat, where you are in the country can matter a bit, your lifestyle, you will not have any more fleas on your cat. These products truly work. Now, the only concern I have in your case is that, well, all this has been going on. So if you start today to use a product that works, wonderful. But you're kind of playing catch up a bit because you've got probably flea larvae and flea eggs in your carpet. Yuck, at home. And you'll find out soon enough because if your pet is protected the right way, which can happen with a visit to your veterinarian, choosing the right product, then the fleas, once they grow up and become adults, will have no one else to bite, perhaps, but you. Because unless you have a dog in the house that's not protected.
Oh, no dog, just
okay,
a cat.
Okay, because, so you'll know soon enough if there are other fleas or if there are fleas that are kind of growing up in your house, which I suspect might be the case if you have that many on your cat, because they won't be wanting your cat, and they'll be really hungry, starving. There'll be no one else to go after but you, and fleas will bite people, even the dog flea, and how ironic it is that rather the cat flea, which is the most common flea that bites our dogs and cats. It's called the cat flea. That's the common name. So I hope I helped you a little bit.
Is there anything that you can feed your pet that, like through osmosis, when the flea bites into them, that they get it?
If you're asking if there's a kind of food out there that will deter, now anecdotally, eating garlic?
I was just going to say that.
But garlic is dangerous to cats.
Okay.
So don't do that.
I had a lady recommend, she gave me a spearmint plant.
No!
Like they make bubble gum out of it, and
no.
She said to rub it on the cat. Does that have any effect?
Anecdotally, it may knock off a percent of the fleas. But as I say, you need to get like 100% almost to really
right.
be effective. Secondly, there's no science whatsoever to indicate that that would work at all, let alone a little bit. So no, don't do those things. I'm not sure why people want those other. Why do you want
I'm telling you, go to the veterinarian, have your veterinarian, tell your veterinarian you talk to me, and I was standing on my head, I was so insistent, that you go to your veterinarian to get the right flea product. And
okay, there is
something that your pet can chew, though, and that is one of, so flea products come in different formats. One format are the kind that you squeeze on between the shoulder blades of your cat.
Right.
And it's on the outside of your pet. And what it does is it gets within your pet's blood system, the flea bites, and gets a terminal nervous breakdown.
Right.
The other kind is a chewable product. So if your preference is a chewable product, the only downside to that is cats are cats. So I've known many cats to take the chewable product, and then the owners say, wow, you know, this is fine. And 3 months later, call me and say, this product doesn't work. I have fleas. And then what they find is behind the sofa a stash of chewable products that the cat never ate. So if your cat's going to actually eat it and you're there watching your cat eat it, fine. The chewable products are just as efficacious. They work just as well as those spot-on products. It depends on your cat. And again, that is also where your veterinarian comes into the picture to have a conversation with you. All right?
Okay.
Check it out, our YouTube page. We have well over 200 videos. So you name the topic, everything you've ever wanted to know about pets. Yes, you could see us, me, talk to experts from all over the world, really. That's the YouTube page. Go to YouTube and then just type in my name, Steve Dale. Also, check out my blog. Everyone's got to have a blog, and I do too. It's at stevedale.tv. I write about all sorts of topics, and I have written a lot about this. Diabetes in pets. Why are we seeing so much of it? We are, and we'll talk about that next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
How does your cat feel about going to the veterinarian? And how is your cat at the veterinary office? Most cats are very much afraid. Some actually believe they are going to die. And that's what all of a part of a campaign called Fear Free is about. And you can be a part of that too. Go to fearfreepets.com and learn more about what you can do. But veterinarians are also talking to other veterinarians about what they can do about it. And there are all sorts of things that are being done at fear-free veterinary clinics with fear-free certified veterinarians to lower fear, anxiety, and stress at the clinic. But right now, today, most cats go to that clinic and they are very much afraid. And here's something you may not know. The blood is taken, of course, you know, the blood test, right? So your veterinarian can better assess the health of your pet. I mean, we all know that happens, right? What you may not know is how skewed the levels are very often because your cat in particular, but it can happen with dogs, very often does, are so afraid. So when your veterinarian is looking at glucose levels, so they can measure whether your pet is diabetic, it is way off the scale and they have to guess. There's a better way of doing it. It's called fructosamine. So ask your veterinarian about measuring fructosamine. And what this does is it measures over the course of weeks what the average level has been rather than look at a snapshot of what it is right now when your pet is terrified and the glucose levels are off the scales. It is a way better way to measure and a way better indicator. Now, why is there so much diabetes in the first place? Well, we don't know for sure all of the reasons, particularly in dogs. In dogs, it's partially genetic. Certain breeds we see it in more often than others. In cats, why are we seeing so much of it? Well, that we can answer a lot of. And it's because there are so many overweight or obese cats. 60%, 60% of indoor cats are overweight or obese. So we need to do something about that. Another reason to see your veterinarian, because those pounds kind of sometimes creep up over a period of time. And even the best, most noted pet owners can't notice because the weight gain is so gradual. We know that. We know that's the case. So we need to make sure that our dog or cat is weighed ideally twice a year, but at least once a year. And also, concerning diabetes, again, ask about that fructosamine test. Well, I'm proud to say I'm part of the social media broadcast team for Purina's National Dog Show this year, and so is Johnny Weir. Not once, but a two-time Olympian. We talk to him next.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I am honored to say I'm going to be a part of the National Dog Show this year presented by Purina. I will be out in Philadelphia talking in social media and other places about the dog show. I hope you catch me. I know that you'll catch Johnny Weir, not once, but twice, a two-time Olympian figure skater. Johnny, again, covering the dog show as well for NBC. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So when they first came to you and they said, you're a figure skater, we want you to talk about dog shows, what did you say?
I said yes. I mean, I've grown up with dogs. My dog now, he's a Japanese chin named Kyoma, and he's the king ruler of my life, and he's my favorite thing ever, and I'm obsessed with him. But more importantly, what's funny is that Tara Lipinski and I, just because of how broad we reach, not just to figure skating or just the Olympics, but, you know, we've got something to say about everything, and it's wonderful that NBC has supported us in our bids to say something about everything. It just made sense. We're both dog lovers, and we love competition, so why not put dogs in competition together with Tara and Johnny? It's a perfect match.
Well, I know that Purina is going to, as part of this, they're going to be supporting, through Greater Good, I believe it is, victims of the several now hurricanes that have happened. And are going to be asking this question. I want to ask you that question as well. What does your dog, your Japanese Chin, what does your dog mean to you?
Choma, he is absolutely my best friend. He's the love of my life. I mean, having grown up with dogs my whole life, whether they be Jack Russell Terriers, Chihuahuas, Huskies, we've really run the gamut in my family. But Choma really is the first dog that I have trained and welcomed into my bed and am truly the father of. And the amount of unconditional love and support I get from him is absolutely priceless. I never thought I'd be one of the crazy dog people that, you know, call their dog their child. But he really is. He's my son and the light of my life. And I don't know what I would do without him.
You said welcome him into your bed. I believe with the Japanese Chin, you have no choice about it. These dogs were bred for a very interesting purpose, which you can talk about.
Yes. So Japanese Chins were bred to keep the feet and laps of the ruling parties and the upper class warm in those chilly palaces.
If you had a Japanese Chin, you were considered, even if you weren't royalty, I believe you were considered royalty. So clearly on the phone, I am talking to royalty. And all these generations later, I think Japanese Chins believe that they're royalty. They're wonderful dogs. They're a breed that a lot of people simply just don't know about. So I'm glad they have the opportunity to talk about them and to talk about the dog show on Thanksgiving Day. Presented by Purina. It's the National Dog Show on Dancing with the Stars. By the way, have you ever been asked to do that?
Well, I mean, certainly, but there were other opportunities, and my schedule never quite aligned with Dancing with the Stars. So I haven't done Dancing with the Stars yet.
I ask, oh, yet? Ooh, that's the operative word, friends. So I ask about that because there are so many championship and Olympic figure skaters who have participated in Dancing with the Stars. And the suggestion has been, when I've read the interviews, that, well, dancing and figure skating, it's kind of the same. Is there any kind of the same in showing dogs, do you think, sort of elegance that the handlers have that compares in any way to figure skating?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, I have to back you up. And dancing and figure and Olympic figure skating are very, very different. But, you know, there are certain aesthetics and certain nods to choreography and beauty that are parallels. And I think in many ways the dog show, because show is part of the title, is it not?
Yeah.
So there is a beautiful sense of presentation that goes into the dog shows. There's a rhythm that has to be there between a trainer and their dog, which is the same as, you know, a skating trainer and their student. There's a biorhythm that you both have to kind of live on and run on and show on. So I think the fact that I get to cover the National Dog Show is in some ways very parallel, just because there are things I understand about showmanship and competition. And I think despite the fact that these are just the dogs, for the, you know, they're dogs. So for them to truly understand that they're on show and that they're competing, it's really wonderful to see that sort of level of showmanship coming out of an animal.
Excellent. Well, you'll be watching it, I know. I know most of America will be. The National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day on NBC. Johnny Weir, we'll see you then. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you? I need to talk to you. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, I am at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In New York, New York. Beverly, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You live in New York City, or are you out somewhere like upstate, beautiful New York?
No, I'm in Far Rockaway, Queens, New York, one of the boroughs of New York.
I know exactly.
Well, not the city, you know, the state.
I know exactly where you are. How are you?
Great.
Good, good. In fact, I know your block.
Really? Hartman Lane?
I don't know. Yes, I do. Of course. Yes. Been there many times. In fact, the problem with Hartman Lane is there's lots of things for dogs to pick up.
I'm telling you, so much. And this guy sees everything. He's got these big brown, pretty brown eyes that I fell in love with when I adopted him. And these eyes are like, they see everything.
Yeah, I understand. In fact, I have one of those dogs, too. So here's what you can try to do.
Okay.
Take out a combination of your dog's daily kibble.
Yes.
And also put some really good stinky, from our perspective, but enticing from the dog's perspective, treats in there as well. Like tiny pieces. You've got a small dog. So very small pieces. And
what?
You can put them up, whatever your dog loves. They could be cheese. They can be little pieces of hot dog even, little pieces of cold cuts, low salt is better, and just little pieces mixed in with the kibble. So the kibble kind of smells like the cheese or the turkey meat, and it's all mixed together. So your dog never knows what you're going to pull out.
Okay.
And as you're walking down the street, you hold up the piece of kibble or cheese and say, "Watch me." Now, if you hold it, like at about your waist level or a bit higher, your dog will have to look up and your dog's eyes will meet your eyes. And at that point, give your dog the treat.
Okay.
Now, as you're walking and as you do this, your dog is going to understand if you say, "Watch me," every time you do this or "look at me" or whatever you want to say, then when you say, "Look at me," your dog will do just that. And if your dog is looking at you on walks, and over time, you cut back on the amount of treats that you're giving the dog so we don't have an overweight dog. And also, if you have a small dog. So when you do this, two ideas. First of all, do this when your dog is hungry. So if your dog typically eats at 5:30, go out for this walk at 6:30, and do this.
Okay.
But your dog will be more motivated. And secondly, don't overdo it and then take. So if you give your dog, again, you've got a small enough dog where this really matters, 30 pieces of cheese and kibble combined on the walk or more, then you're going to feed your dog far less food for, quote, dinner.
Okay.
Right? You know, I mean, I don't want you calling me in a month saying, "You know what, Steve? My dog is paying attention to me now, but I've got a dog that's 5 pounds overweight," you know? So,
well, he gets like a half a cup because he was a little, he was 14 pounds when I adopted him from North Shore Animal League.
Mm-hmm.
He was 14 pounds. He's 22 pounds now, so they wanted him to cut back. But he's kind of, I think, out of the litter, he's like the big guy. So he's got a big head, too.
And, big
head. And he did gain weight.
Okay, so I don't want
to. So I give him a half a cup. I give him a half a cup in the morning and a quarter of a cup in the evening.
So measure out that quarter of a cup and take half of it, combine that with some cheese and stuff or whatever you want to use, so you're not adding to the dog's meal is all I'm saying. Okay, so you get the dog, most importantly here, the behavior component. You get the dog to understand the cue, "Watch me," or "Look at me," or whatever you want to use, and your dog will, over time, understand that. And if your dog's focused on you and the nose isn't on the ground and the eyes are up instead of down on the ground, the theory is, but of course, your dog's still going to catch things on the ground. So this is just one way to do it. The other simultaneous thing I want you to do is teach your dog to drop it. So if your dog does pick up something that you don't want your dog. So if your dog sees, and in New York City, same thing where I live in Chicago. I mean, our dogs have picked up chicken bones.
Definitely.
It's terrifying, you know. So I'm able to say to my dogs, truly, drop it. And about 99% of the time, it's not 100%, you know. But, and I admit that, but 99% of the time they will. And that could be life-saving even. You know, chicken bones can cause obstructions, for example. So, and it's happened to us where our dogs more than once have picked up chicken bones and I've said drop it and they have. The treats come in really handy because you reward them for dropping it with a whole lot of cash, if you will, for doing it. But how do you teach them to drop it in the first place?
So exactly.
So you begin doing that indoors where you have control over everything.
He's good indoors. He's so good indoors.
No, but I understand. But this is how you begin teaching drop it. You do it under a controlled situation indoors. What you do is you give your dog, put a piece of kibble on the ground, something that isn't particularly high valued. Your dog picks it up, and before your dog can swallow it, you have a piece of little piece of hot dog, little piece of bologna. Again, low salt is better. Or cheese, something very enticing. And you say, "Drop it." Well, your dog will drop it because your dog would rather have the cheese.
Okay.
Right? And then give your dog the cheese and reward your dog with praise as well. Now, you've got a small dog, so that small kibble can be scarfed up really fast. So you might want to leave something on the ground that your dog likes, but that you can have more control over, like a squeaky toy. And you say, "Drop it." And similarly, then you give your dog the cheese or something that is more valuable. Always up the ante. Always give your dog, make it worthwhile for your dog to drop it. And if you practice this first indoors and get your dog to understand it indoors, then take it outside where there are distractions. And at first, when you take it outside, set your dog up for success. So similarly, put something down on the ground that isn't going to hurt your dog, that it could be a squeaky toy from inside the house, whatever you want to use, and say drop it, and then give your dog the piece of cheese or whatever it is that your dog is rewarded with.
I see.
Okay, but
I'm understanding all of this.
Okay.
I'm visualizing it. Yes.
Yeah, so you want to do two things simultaneously. You want to think you want to teach your dog to pay attention to you on the walks, mm-hmm. so the dog is mostly looking up. But the reality is these guys are faster than a Eureka vacuum cleaner. So I understand that. I know that in the real world, and particularly in places like New York City, you know, where there's so much potentially on the ground. So if your dog does grab something and you catch it, at least you want to be in the position of, okay, the dog's got it in its mouth, but we want it back on the ground. And, and by teaching your dog drop it, that really can save your dog's life, potentially.
Oh, thank you so much.
So let us know what happens. Call us back, okay?
I certainly will. How long will this take? Will it take like a year?
No, it'll take less than that. But it really depends on the dog. It depends on you and how often you do this. So I have a hunch you might have some time. And if you do, it'll happen faster. It's like anything else. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. Just remember, don't punish your dog for anything. Just reward your dog for what you want, because your dog won't really understand what you don't want. It's
okay,
natural.
I've been punishing him. I've been saying I'm mad at you, and he knows when I say I'm mad at you, and then I delay giving him his dinner because I'm mad at you. So
yeah.
He knows that.
Oh,
so that kind of punishment.
Well, here's what I argue. I would say your dog knows you're angry, but for what? And what are you teaching your dog?
That I have an angry face and tone.
But what does that teach your dog to do?
Nothing.
Right. So let's encourage your dog to do exactly what you want your dog to do, and don't worry so much about punishment, but worry about teaching and use positive reinforcement to do that.
Excellent.
All right. You're excellent, too, because you get it.
So much.
Thank you. Coming up next is our email question of the week, because, you can call 866-554-PETS, or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. This email question is about a dog that seems fearful of everything. And I'll tell you, we do hear about more fearful dogs today than maybe 15 years ago. Why that's so, I don't know. Maybe people are just talking about it more. But we will find out what we can do for this dog next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping, the snow is falling, the streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. You know the look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog, and you use SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws, the all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter, was awarded the EPA Safer Choice Standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. And since you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results, you'll save money. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, it occurred to me and my producer that I was talking about diabetes. We were talking about overweight dogs and cats, particularly cats. So next week on the show, we thought, okay, let's talk about why this is an issue. Why do we have so many overweight dogs and cats? Dr. Kurt Bruninger said, yeah, I'll talk to you, and he will. Also, legendary dog trainer Pat Miller will be here to talk about her book, Beware of the Dog.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Sophie, our Brittany. I love Britney's. Is afraid of the toaster. She'll try to climb into my husband's lap, trembling whenever we make toast. Then she'll run ducking as if someone is shooting in her direction when the toast actually pops. How can we resolve this problem, or should we just stop eating toast? Well, I guess stop eating toast would be one possibility. You know, dogs can develop all kind of strange, inappropriate fears. We don't know why. I mean, this is a Brittany. So maybe the previous person who had this Brittany, Brittany's are gun dogs. And sometimes gun dogs, unfortunately, are trained in inappropriate ways. And some dogs make it, some dogs don't. So they literally shoot the gun over the dog's head, not toward the dog, but toward a target. But the sound is what they're trying to get the dog adjusted to, and they don't gradually adjust the dog. They just shoot it over its head. Well, for some dogs, I guess it's okay, but for lots of others, no, not at all. I don't know if that's what happened to this dog. Anything could have startled your dog who somehow associated that fear with the toaster. So you could make no toast at all, or try this. Try making toast when someone is doing something with your dog in the other side of the house. Just preoccupying the dog on the other side of the house so the dog barely hears the toaster. Then you're going to be making a lot of toast. Then you make toast again, and the dog's just a little closer. Not all in one day, by the way. You do this over the course of weeks. Then you're feeding the dog. It's mealtime. Dog gets fed. Sort of on the other side of the house, maybe halfway down, and you're making toast again. The birds are going to benefit a whole lot by all this. It's a good time of year to put out the bread for the birds, right? Then you're making toast again, and you're feeding the dog just a little closer, just a little closer. If the dog says, whoa, and begins to tremble and act scared in any way, you've just brought the dog too close too soon. Back it up. It's called desensitization and counter conditioning. And that's what you're doing. You're conditioning your dog to eat the food, something good, something your dog likes, at the same time that you're desensitizing the dog to the sound of the toaster going push, or whatever your toaster does. Do this over a course of time. Now, if Sophie has other fears, which is common, like loud noises in general, maybe the dishwasher, thunderstorm anxiety, fireworks, then you might want to see a professional as to what you can do to help your dog Sophie out. You could find a certified dog behavior consultant at IAABC.org or a veterinary behaviorist at DACVB.org. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, we are talking about Thanksgiving and how to keep your pets safe with Dr. Heather Lenzer of the American Animal Hospital Association.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Happy Turkey Day, but it could be a problem. I mean, you might be the turkey if you have to go to the emergency clinic on Thanksgiving Day. From the American Animal Hospital Association, Dr. Heather Lenzer, part of what you do are emergencies. I know that. No offense, but I don't want to have you work on Thanksgiving, you know?
And I actually say that when people come into the, into the exam room on Thanksgiving. I'm like, gosh, I bet you wish you weren't here. But I've seen so many people that, they have to leave their Thanksgiving dinner warm on the table to bring their dog in, and sometimes their cat, into the emergency room. So I'd like to have that not happen.
Are many of these problems preventable?
Absolutely, especially the food-based ones. I mean, we just need to really think about what we're bringing into our home that we're not used to having around, like that string that you use to wrap up the turkey. If that still has a lot of yummy juices on it and you just kind of throw it on the counter, your dog or cat's going to gobble that up because it tastes so yummy. But that can tie intestines up in knots and require emergency surgery. So make sure you're really careful with that string.
And actually, this has nothing to do with Thanksgiving per se, but the same goes for dental floss, I believe.
Oh, yeah, and dental floss and carpet fibers. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So then when you're
getting ready for dinner, too, if you've got, like, bread dough that's up on the counter kind of staying warm, maybe you don't always bake bread and from scratch and you just love the smell of it. Well, your dog does too. And they, believe it or not, they gobble up the bread dough because it tastes yummy. It's high in salt. They like to eating it. But what it does, it actually rises inside the dog's stomach.
Ew.
When it does that, it extends the stomach and a dog can get really serious stomach damage. But also, believe it or not, they can get alcohol poisoning because one of the byproducts of the fermentation of the bread is ethanol. So now you have a drunk dog whose stomach hurts horribly. Another reason they show up at the emergency hospital.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like bread so much. I don't know.
I never
thought about that. Now, what about turkey? Now let's be fair here. In reality, people are going to give just a little bit, and maybe that's the key word, of turkey meat or ham to their pet. Is that all bad?
A tiny little piece, no, it's not all bad. So we're talking like the size of a finger, the size of your thumb, not the size of your hand, especially if they're not used to eating that. High-fat foods in a dog that hasn't seen that in a while can cause something called pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the pancreas. It causes vomiting, diarrhea, sometimes bloody, and it absolutely destroys Thanksgiving because these dogs sometimes have to be hospitalized for days. So if you're going to give something, think small and think low-fat.
Is that when the skin especially is on the ham or the turkey?
Oh, absolutely. That's another. I mean, because you pick it off yourself because you're trying to be a little healthier for yourself and a dog's looking at you. And you just think, oh, just hand it over to Fluffy. Don't do that. Just throw it in the garbage. Just think of the leanest meats you can find in the smallest amount.
So we travel a lot over the holidays, and maybe we bring our pets with us. More people are doing that than ever before. And you go to Aunt Marge's house, and she has a dog and two cats. Now what?
Exactly. We can have I see so many dog fights on Thanksgiving time, and same with Christmas, too, for that exact reason. You pile everybody in the car. But just because you want to see Aunt Marge doesn't mean that your dog wants to see Aunt Marge's dog. So consider leaving your animals at home in a boarding kennel or with a pet sitter, or properly socialize them and acclimate them beforehand. Take Aunt Marge's dog and your dog and go out to a dog park, someplace neutral. Have them meet each other on neutral ground so that Aunt Marge's dog doesn't feel like he has to protect himself or his territory from you invading it. So you want to try to have as much peace as possible around the Thanksgiving table, but it definitely takes planning.
And what dogs often get into a disagreement about are resources, and food is certainly a resource. So feeding the dogs, whether it be a little bit of table food because you're not paying attention to us, or even the dog food your dog eats every day, feeding them behind, that's what closed doors are for, behind
mm-hmm.
closed doors in separate rooms, probably a good idea.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. I'm so glad you brought it up. Please do that. Please, separate rooms, not all around the table with everybody else there causing chaos and again, a reason to guard one's resources. I think that's brilliant.
So as you travel around the country, where is a good place to find the veterinarian who can most help you, especially if you're in a city you don't know?
Exactly. So you can go to aaha.org and click on the hospital locator. It pulls up all the hospitals in the zip code that you're in.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Lenzer.
Happy Turkey Day.
Next week on the show, we talk about obese pets and aggressive dogs.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio,